The New South Wales Police Minister has backed the officers who shot at an allegedly stolen car in Sydney's King's Cross on the weekend, wounding the 14-year-old driver and a teenage passenger. But Mike Gallagher is more circumspect about the treatment of the Indigenous teenagers after the shots were fired. Mobile phone footage shows a police officer punching one of the wounded teenagers. As an investigation into the incident continues, other debates have flared. There's been a call for tougher licensing laws in King's Cross, and an Indigenous politician says the shooting highlights the social problems faced by young Aboriginal people. Adam Harvey reports.
3 days after the smashed glass was swept up and the stolen Honda Civic towed off Darlinghurst Road, the aftermath of last Saturday morning in King's Cross is proving much more difficult to clean up. Today, Police Minister and former police officer Mike Gallagher is on the front foot, defending officers accused of heavy-handed tactics. The officers fired into a stolen car that was being driven along a crowded footpath at 4 a.m.
Well, I've only just seen a tiny little bit of footage, and I understand in the brief reports that I have been given by the Commissioner, and indeed what I've heard on the media. I don't want to second-guess the cops. I don't want to be saying, well, they should have done this, and I heard somebody saying you should have shot the tyres. I mean, how many times do you see tyres shot out and the car continues to drive on? I mean, the fact is, there was a young woman at the front of that vehicle, underneath that vehicle. The vehicle was moving along a footpath where other pedestrians were. Cops had seconds to make a decision. But now we want to look at life as if it's slow motion. It doesn't work that way. You know, if someone's not going to stop the car, they've got no intentions of stopping the car, and you've got a young woman on the front of the vehicle, you know, until such times as shown otherwise, I'm going to back the cops.
But it's not just the shooting that's causing problems for Mr. Gallagher. It's the video footage that shows an officer punching one of the alleged offenders in the face, a 17-year-old who had already been shot in the neck.
Well, I mean, look, what I've learned from these things is you wait for the investigation to be finalised, to have a look to see the full extent of what was happening, and don't comment on a few seconds worth of video. Like all of us, I've looked at it, and I would expect that there will be very strong questions asked, and I have confidence that they will be asked, but I do want to see answers, not just as Minister for Police, but indeed as the public, in terms of the conduct of police in relation to this investigation.
There's a protest today outside State Parliament. Organiser Ray Jackson says he's concerned about what the officers did on Saturday, but he's particularly worried about what's happening now.
We don't want police investigating themselves. That's never worked in the past. It's not going to work this time. So we don't see any value in that. It's time the government bit the bullet and actually done something about setting up an independent investigative body.
Mr. Gallagher says there is appropriate oversight.
The Ombudsman's got powers of a Royal Commission. If they're not happy with the way in which it's being conducted, they themselves can hold additional hearings.
And Saturday's events have sparked other concerns. Indigenous State MP Linda Burney says there's a broader issue here, the social problems and lack of supervision that lead a group of boys and young men to be in a stolen car at 4 a.m. And the area's local member, Malcolm Turnbull, says that Sydney's nightclub district is becoming more dangerous than ever.
The police at King's Cross are dealing with what is, on many nights, particularly Saturday nights, effectively a war zone. State government has to do more and more about licensing restrictions in that area. It is outrageous.
If there is a war zone out there, the front may have moved beyond the trenches of King's Cross. Bureau of Crime Statistics figures show that over the past 10 years, there's been an average of 271 assaults in King's Cross each year. But over the past 3 years, the average drops to 235. The year to last July was the quietest in a decade, with 220 assaults.
Adam Harvey.